Hilaire, The Colonel's Daughter's House, from Artemis Poetry, Issue 2. Across the way stands the Colonel's Daughter's House. It crowns a low hill, aloof from the sea of maize fields. Square, solid, two-storied. Closed metal shutters like swabs of iodine on the pale body of the house. It is 6 months since the ambulance beat its slow retreat from the Colonel's Daughter's House. Down the lane, along the B road, no siren, just a faint pulse of blue light struggling against the sun. Henri cut the throttle on his tractor, observing the solitary cortege while the sprinkler in his field flicked long sprays of water like an indifferent priest blessing the crop. Out of nowhere, a donkey's plaint sawed the country quiet in half. No one can remember now exactly when the colonel died, nor which war he fought in. He was a hero. That, at least, is beyond doubt. Who now will remember the colonel's daughter, living embodiment of her father's memory down the years? In far-flung towns and villages, great-nephews, third cousins twice removed, begin to stir. Expectant presences circling high above the colonel's daughter's house, disturbing the air. Across the way we stand and watch. Electric storms break one after another, gathering in beauty and intensity. It is only a matter of time until they pass. We await the arrival of the notary, the plain notice on the gate, the chance at last to breathe the dust in the colonel's daughter's house.